And welcome to this special edition of the Halifax Daily News. We're on location.
Yeah, first time taking this puppy on the road, and we have ventured out to Waverly. We are at the Dare to Dream Lottery home here for Briony House. And first of all, thank you so much to everybody, Amanda and the gang over at Briony House, for inviting us to come and do the podcast here live.
That's right. Give yourselves a round of applause just to show that we have a studio audience here today. Yay! And you say we're broadcasting at, we're broadcasting in, and you might hear a bit of an echo. We went to what we thought would be one of the smaller rooms in the house. It's the kitchen. Certainly not small.
No, this is a $1.2 million dream home. It's located at 205 Willow Hill Ridge, in Waverly. And this is a beautiful neighborhood. The schools are beautiful, too, because I know Bronwyn's got a friend who lives just across the street, so the kids around here go to Lockview High School.
Boyfriend or girlfriend?
No, girlfriend.
Oh, darn. If it was boyfriend, hang on to that guy. No. This is a nice neighborhood.
This show home is presented by East Coast Paving and Concrete Limited. And what really sets this house apart from other lottery homes is the background, the backstory to all of this. I want to invite Chris Martin to come on over for a second.
Chris Martin?
Yes, because Chris
this
Martin
is your the, life. Step is, up to the microphone.
Yeah, Chris is the president of East Coast Paving and Concrete. This house, once upon a time, belonged to you, didn't it?
Yes, I was constructing this home for me and my family. This was supposed to be our dream home.
And what happened? Why is it now in the ownership of Briony House to be given away in a lottery?
As a woman, I thought I would give a hand to the Briony House to lotto off the house so they can collect some money and to do their addition and the extension that's very much needed.
Wow. Now, when Lisa said that you built this house, this is literally your dream house.
This is my dream house. And apparently, it's everybody else's dream house.
It is nice.
Because everybody that comes in here, steps in the door from the garage, is wowed.
So basically, you dreamt one day at some time in your life of having a bedroom large enough to have an official CFL game played in there. Is that right?
Yes, or bowling alley, one or the other.
it is huge. I mean, seriously, the bedroom itself is larger than many apartments that I've lived in.
Yeah, it's got its own wing. But I'm going to tell you, I built it as a retreat. And God was working his mysterious ways when we put this plan together, and it was supposed to be a dream home.
I guess, as I said, there's so many personal touches in this home, from the chandeliers to the space downstairs. Is there one room in particular that you would call your favorite?
My bedroom, well, someone else's bedroom, but that bedroom is amazing. Like I said, it's a retreat, and the closet, it's a 12 by 12 closet, and it's absolutely amazing.
What are the dimensions of the bedroom? Somebody want to guess, venture a guess?
Yeah, extra large.
Extra large.
In maritime terms, it's right some big.
Right some big.
I think it's a 20 by 17, actually, not including the sitting area. That's got a beautiful fireplace in it for you to relax after you have your supper and put the kids to bed. It's a place to relax.
Yeah, and then the ensuite is huge. And as you said, the closet itself is big. And that's just one room in this house. Well, as you said, it's a whole wing.
Yeah, it's a whole wing. And let's talk about the kitchen. The kitchen has its own story.
Okay.
The kitchen, I had been in Montreal about 4 years ago, and I purchased this French magazine. Mind you, I don't read French. So I purchased it because Mariah Carey was on the cover, and I figured, okay, her house must be in there. I need to see it.
I've purchased many Mariah Carey albums for that very reason. Just the picture on the cover.
Yeah. So in Montreal, all the expensive magazines are packaged, so you can't flip through it to see. So I brought it home, and this is not her kitchen, but I saw this kitchen in the magazine, and I thought, and I built homes for myself before that, and I figured this has got to be the kitchen that I'm doing now. I just set my mind to it. This is the one I'm doing, and that's where this kitchen actually came from. And the magazine sits here on the counter of the island.
Neat.
So yeah, it's exactly the same kitchen.
So why don't we give a bit of a virtual tour? I can't think of a better person than you to describe some of the features of the kitchen.
So the kitchen is their maple cupboards. They're a glazed finish. The color is a different color that you probably haven't seen before. It's more of a goldish beigey.
Yeah.
it, like I said, it was in the magazine, so I didn't know how to come up with the color to match the same one. So my sister has a coffee table, beautiful coffee table, and I took the leg off her coffee table and matched the color to it. That's how really? We came up with this color, yeah.
Where's the coffee table now? She still has it?
She still has it, oh, yeah. It sat on the floor for a little while, but you know what I mean? Like with the glass
with no
on
legs.
The floor. Yeah, no legs. So
one of the other great features of this kitchen as well is the sunroom area.
The sunroom area is one of my favorites. Me and my husband argued over this, I got to tell you. He wanted just to put a door right across, one of those garden doors that goes out to a deck. And I pushed and pushed to have this sunroom area because I think it's fabulous. Right off the kitchen. The sun's here all afternoon. And it's a beautiful sitting area to sit there and have your morning coffee, read your paper. You can put a nice chaise there for reading. A lot of light comes through there. And a lot of people come in here and say, why isn't this the dining area?
Well, that's what I was thinking. Put like a table of some kind, almost like a, well, bigger than a breakfast nook, but what
yeah,
a
but
beautifully
they were think-
lit dining area.
They were
area.
Thinking, why not put the table there?
Yeah.
But it's a sunroom, so you don't want to sit in the sun and eat. You know what I mean? The sun will beat on you all afternoon. So if you're having lunch, you're going to get a lot of sun on you. So this is a perfect area just to sit and relax and read a book or a lot of light.
And besides, who wants to put their dining area there when you've got this incredible dining room in the house as well?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, the dining room actually came from Ashley's Furniture, mm-hmm. and it seats 10 people. So it's nicely done.
I want to take a look at it. Where would I find it?
Go that way. And
I'll leave breadcrumbs. Okay.
Now, did you have a hand in choosing, because the home does come fully furnished, did you have a hand in choosing the furniture to go in each room?
I did, actually. I chose all the furniture in this house. My partner, Maria, and I had a few arguments, so she's shaking her head right now about colors. I know Maria likes bright colors, and bright colors are nice, but this house is a little classy, and that's the way I built it. So I wanted to put some rich furniture in here and rich colors.
I love the red furniture downstairs in the pool room.
Fine, I gotta admit that was Maria.
That was Maria. Not the bright colors. Well, just came back from the dining room. Was that the actual table that Leonardo da Vinci used for the Last Supper painting?
I mean, I think so.
This house is so unique. I really encourage everyone to come down, especially over the long holiday weekend. You guys are open holiday Monday, I trust.
Yes.
All right, perfect.
Now, you were mentioning the basement, the bright colors. Why don't mm-hmm. we talk about some of the things that you can find in the basement since this comes furnished?
Okay.
I saw a pool table down there, and what else?
Yeah, the pool table was especially made for here.
Mm-hmm.
We picked the red felt to match the red furniture.
Maria's idea again, right?
I got to give her that. I got to give Maria the red. Everybody loves the red, and it's very nice and funky. It's nice down there. Then we put this beautiful jukebox down there, which is a lot of fun.
That is neat.
It is, eh? Yeah, and it plays lots of music. You can program it. And then we get this nice popcorn machine that you could use for the theater room that we have in place down
there. I was going to say, what goes good with popcorn? I know, movies. Mm-hmm. Yeah, beautiful theater room. How many does that seat?
Six. Okay. It seats six, and they all recline. And every time I take someone on a special tour and I take them down there, I pretend that we're done. I don't tell them that there's a theater room there. Till they look at me and they're ready to go upstairs. I said, no, there's one more room. So everybody goes in there and just falls to the floor. It's amazing. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And you say they recline. With the press of a button, they recline.
Yeah. You can sleep. It goes all the way back.
Well, Lisa needs that. She usually falls asleep by hour two of a movie anyway.
Listen, so. I'm the same way.
Now, the home, of course, is just one of the prizes. There's $250,000 in vehicles, $100,000 in cash prizes, $100,000 in gift cards, and $24,000 in trips that are being given away. The early bird draw deadline is midnight, May the 30th. The vehicles, by the way, are all parked out on the front in front of the garage.
No, a lot of them are in the garage. I was about to say, how big is your garage?
Oh,
how many vehicles can fit in there?
You can fit maybe four even comfortably. The middle bay is 10 foot high, and I think the whole garage is 30 by 40.
Now, this is built to your specifications once again. And so do you collect cars, or what were your thoughts?
Our thoughts was we own East Coast Paving, and our shop is on Ross Road. Unfortunately, we don't have a high enough garage to fit a dump truck. So that's why that one is so high. So
see,
my husband can bring his truck, a big dump truck in here and work on it.
That's why this home has so much character, for reasons like that. I mean, it was specifically built for you. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these other dream houses, everything's kind of generic and you go, yeah, you know, that's okay. And so this is very specific. It is like, it would be like moving into a mansion.
Yes, I do encourage people to come here and see it. Rarely a person comes in here and not walks out with buying a ticket. You know what I mean?
So oh, yeah.
It's very urgent that you guys come down here and see this house. Before May 30th is our deadline for the early bird. And we are hoping that we, if with all your help, we can sell all our tickets or close to by May 30th so we can do the draw for everything so we don't have to sit here all summer and someone can enjoy this beautiful home.
Now, the tickets are $100 each, three for $250, or five tickets, a package of five for $375.
Now, people, of course, are listening to this online, so is there a way that we can buy tickets online?
Yes, you can buy tickets online by going to daretodreamlottery.ca and purchase your tickets there, or by calling the 1-800 number. It's a 1-800-994-3694, or come down here and I will take you on a special tour and I can answer all your questions about this house.
Great. And we'll put a link to that on this podcast on our website
yes,
as well.
Yes, absolutely. Facebook,
JamieandLisa.ca.
I know the QE2 lottery was drawn yesterday. Is it yesterday? Yesterday.
And recently. It all depends on when somebody listens to this.
Yeah. For all of us that didn't win anything, maybe we can try our luck at coming down here and trying to win something for the Briny House. We'd love to give stuff away. Trust me.
Yeah, let's hear it for Briny House.
All right.
Yay!
Yes. The reason that Briny House is raising the money through the lottery is because it's time to expand and to build. Perhaps we could get Maria to come on over and say a few words as somebody whose life has been impacted by Briny House and what Briny House and its services have meant to you.
Now, this is the Maria that that designed the red in the basement. So you had quite a hand in designing this house as well.
Well, she had to let me do something. So she let me do the basement. And she said yes to the red just because I convinced her that, you know, in a darker room, since it's the basement, red would be brighter. But it's all hers. This house, it's all hers. Money, furniture, design, building. It's all Chris Martin and her love that, you know, allowed us to do this, to put this lottery together. Because one thing she did is finance this house. So the Briony House was my emergency room. I didn't know the Briony House was a shelter. I thought it was that they rented apartments for women who got in trouble or who found themselves stranded. So when I called there, I was in a frame of mind that I cannot describe. I had left my partner in Vancouver, come back to Halifax with two little kids, and I did have ownership of three homes that I left behind. Mm-hmm. I guess that some people go for the 50-50 in assets. I went to the 50-50, the 100% for my kids. So that meant I dropped the rest. And so when I got to Halifax, I didn't realize that I had to stop and I needed help because I was very broken. I had hidden somehow the fact what was going on at home because I had a business and I had a public image. And you never want to give up because you have too much on the go. You never want to give up because you don't want to leave your home. You don't want to leave your beautiful furniture. You don't want to leave your business. So I guess that somehow for me to do that, you know, this had to happen. I had to drop everything. So when I decided to do that, and I did, and I got here, and then I stopped and looked behind, and there was nobody after me, I also realized that I was very stranded.
So it's one thing to get away, but once you're away, then you have to start fresh.
And how do you explain that to people? How do you explain that you don't have credit now because you have been running for 3 months and you don't really care who paid the visa and that you're dropping the visa? And how do you explain that you don't really care about the life insurance or the car insurance and you don't even know where your car is because you left it 8,000 kilometers away? So
So Briny House was really there to help you pick up the pieces.
Yes, but when I found the Briny House looking for an apartment, this beautiful counselor kind of, I guess, heard the emergency bell and kept in touch with me until she convinced me that I needed to come down and talk to them and that I was welcome to and that they would help me in anything they could, because they were feeling that I probably would love to stay with them. So they kind of put it like in a hotel. They told me they had 3 beds for me. And I said, wow, really? Yes. So I did come down. And when I got there, I think that I felt safe enough. I don't know how to explain it, to break down and start getting the poison out of me, because really, no matter how your partner can abuse you, at a certain point in the development of an abusive relationship, you start abusing yourself, and you start forgetting who you are, and you start not being able to breathe occasionally, and you start, your mind starts skipping. I think your mind starts looking for refuge. So I didn't know the process that my mind was going through, and I was not aware that, you know, thank God I got in touch with them, and thank God they convinced me to come down and take that hotel room with 3 beds, because I was really in a destructive mode. And
so it wasn't just the room and the beds that they provided you.
No, there was a lot of women in there, and there were beautiful counselors in there, and they had a big fridge full of food, and they had lots of toiletries.
So they basically provided all of the things that would be first and foremost in your mind when you're in survival mode, so that you could actually heal and deal with...
Yeah, I would have gone to my mom's place if she was in this country, and I would have felt the same way. So I felt like I felt very safe, and I was able to sleep, and I was able to eat. I was able to let go of the survival of the I need this right now for my kids, and to start thinking about, okay, what can I do next? They brought my mind down to earth again, and they hugged me. They let me yell and swear. They
still let you yell and swear too. I heard the argument about the red in the basement.
I'm very feisty. I'm a Spanish.
Really? Yeah. I didn't notice any.
But anyways, yes, the Bryony House, the most amazing thing is that they helped me get in touch with community services that put together, let's say, the payments I was behind, churches, nonprofit, other nonprofit, the government services, legal aid. Now, no matter what happens in my life, I'm in love with those women at the Bryony House. Those women, no matter what, are my moms. So I'm very protective of the Bryony House.
Yes.
I have feelings very strong for those women. I'll have them for the rest of my life. So Chris and I thought we have to take care of the baby. We love the shelter. We love these women out of respect, out of commitment. We want to do this year. We want to fix that shelter, upgrade electrical, plumbing, floors, windows. This shelter needs to be brought up, new basement.
And that's where the money from this lottery is going.
Yes, and we want, if possible, create some extra space, because right now they have 24 beds. And there's 400 and so many women are staying at that shelter every year. And 12 to 1600 stress calls that they cannot attend to. So it's a sin that in our society, knowing that mamas and babies are the seed of this society, that we disregard this issue. So Chris and I thought that if we can do that and we can proceed next year to put something else together, we can put these lotteries on every year and produce some inventory of affordable housing. We want to make a difference.
Have you ever thought about running for politics? Because I'm about to vote for you right now.
Yes.
I don't care what you're running for. I'll vote for you.
Very inspirational.
Sure.
Thank you so much, Maria.
And
thank
that's
you.
Where your money is going if you buy tickets on this house. Mm-hmm. Why don't you head down this long weekend or whenever you're listening to this podcast, because it's going to be open.
We are open from on Monday to Wednesday from 1 to 5, on Thursday and Friday from 1 to 7. And on the weekend from 11 to 5.
All right. And the address, once again, is 205 Willow Hill Ridge in Waverly.
It's now, just what's the easiest way to get here? It's off the Waverly Road.
Just off the Waverly Road, yes.
Look for the signs.
Yep.
As soon as you see the sign that says Welcome to Waverly from Dartmouth, it's the street right after that. It's that simple.
Or you can hit it from the other way down Waverly Road and take the scenic route like I did. Just wait for the sign and you'll be waiting and waiting and waiting. Eventually you'll get to it.
Hi, I'm Lori Ehler. I'm Executive Director of Bryony Hills.
The reason for this lottery is for expansion, renovation What sort of work is needed on the existing building right now?
Well, our shelter is 35 years old, and we moved into a historic building. So we kind of molded ourselves into work, trying to make the space work for us, but we've outgrown that space. So we want to stay in the same location, but we want to extend back. We've been full since Christmas, and often having a wait list. So we're hoping to be able to address some of those needs, because oftentimes we are full to capacity.
All right. Thank you so very much.
No problem. We're happy. Well, thank you for coming here and being a part of this.